Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
George Norrie with Dr. Michael Greger. His latest book is called How Not to Age. Michael, where do people get this incredible book?
Well, New York Times, the number two bestseller, so you can get it anywhere or your local public library.
After this show, it will be the number one bestseller.
That's what we like to hear.
Now, we hear a lot about vegan diets and things like that. What's your take on that?
You know, I think we should try to eat primarily plants, but not necessarily exclusively plants. A plant-based diet is really more about just maximizing the intake of the healthiest foods. You know, as a physician, labels like, you know, vegetarian or vegan, that just tells me what you don't eat. I mean, do you actually eat vegetables? And look, it doesn't matter what you eat on your birthday, holiday, special occasions, but on a day-to-day basis, we really should try to center our diets around natural foods from, you know, fields, not factories, unprocessed plant foods.
I am a huge proponent in supplementation as well. I mean, I take all kinds of vitamins, and they seem to have helped me quite a bit.
Well, I mean, everyone has a different complement of needs, and so it's hard to make kind of overarching recommendations. But certainly anyone, in terms of aging, anyone over the age of 50, according to the National Academy of Medicine, is kind of our most prestigious medical institution in the country. After age 50, everybody needs to take a vitamin B12 supplement or eat vitamin B12 fortified foods because our ability to extract B12 diminishes with age, and the consequences of B12 deficiency can be so devastating. Another common supplement, particularly this time of the year, vitamin D, D3, the sunshine vitamin. But I don't know if you looked outside recently. We are, in fact, at the solstice. Just passing, and so we actually have very little sunlight these days, and particularly if you're at higher latitudes, the sun's rays are at such an angle, even if you're outside in the snow, sunbathing naked, you're not going to make any vitamin D. And so during the winter months in particular, we need to ensure a regular, reliable source of vitamin D, so I recommend 2,000 international units once a day. And that should get most people up to normal. And then during the winter, I mean, during the summer, I mean, you can, as long as you get sufficient sun exposure, you don't have to take vitamin D. But, you know, no matter where you live, you can live in Phoenix, but be at a desk job all day, not get the sun, and run into vitamin D problems.
What are your thoughts about fish and chicken?
Unfortunately, you know, our oceans have essentially become humanity's sewer.
Yeah, right? That's right. They're all polluted.
Right. I mean, look. You give me a time machine, go back before the Industrial Revolution. That's one thing. But now the aquatic food chain accumulates the highest levels of chemical pollutants like DDT, PCBs, dioxins. You know, here in the States, hundreds of thousands of babies are born with brain damage every year as a consequence of their mothers consuming mercury-contaminating fish.
Oh, my God.
With resulting loss of intelligence estimated to cost billions of dollars of lost productivity every year. Now, look, a tuna sandwich would still be better than a bologna sandwich, better than processed meat, but that hummus wrap, that's your tradition, would be even healthier, as Harvard researchers found that even just a 3% swap from fish protein to plant protein like chickpeas was associated with a 6% decreased risk of premature death.
Now, every once in a while, I like a little slice of salami. Is that all bad for you?
Well, so according to the IARC, which is kind of the world's leading authority on what is and is not a carcinogen or a cancer-causing substance, processed meat, the bacon, ham, hot dogs, lunch meat that you're talking about, is considered a Category 1 carcinogen, meaning we know that it causes cancer in humans. We are as sure processed meat causes cancer as we are that plutonium causes cancer, and cigarette smoke, and radon, and these other known carcinogens. Now, of course, it's, you know, amount matters. So for every 50 grams a day, so that's like, you know, one hot dog or something, 50 grams a day increases your risk of colorectal cancer, which is the number one cancer killer among non-smokers. Increases risk 18%. So that's approximately the increase, the bump in risk you'd get of lung cancer living day in, day out with a smoker and getting that secondhand smoke. So look, we wouldn't want to, like, you know, smoke around our kids. You know, so why are we sending them to school with, you know, a bologna sandwich when it can increase your risk of this leading cancer killer?
What do you think of peanut butter?
Peanut butter, unfortunately, does not have the same longevity benefits ascribed to other nuts. So nuts are actually featured as, along with berries, along with that I talked about in my anti-aging aid, nuts on a gram-for-gram basis, actually, compared to any other food group. Consumption of nuts is associated with the lowest risk of premature death. Just a palm full of nuts, not even a full handful, just a palm full of nuts a day, single ounce, may offer maximum benefit. You don't want to overdo it. More than a cup of nuts a day, you can increase your risk of kidney stones. And sadly, peanut butter consumption does not appear to have the same salutary effects, perhaps because peanuts are not actually technically nuts. They're kind of a different class of botanical plants. And of all nuts, probably walnuts are the healthiest, highest antioxidant levels, highest omega-3 levels, and the only nut shown to acutely improve artery function. So, but yeah, nuts every day. In fact, that's one of the, that's kind of the favorite snack of those blue zones, those areas where they have the greatest number of centenarians, those who reach 100. The preferred source of protein are legumes, like some form of bean. The preferred beverage is water, and the preferred snack is nuts.
Are you familiar with the late American prophet Edgar Cayce?
I'm not.
He said during one of his readings, he'd go into a trance state, Michael, and get incredible health readings that were pretty profound that people are still using today. But he said to prevent cancer, he doesn't use the word cure, but he said to prevent cancer, eat 3 raw almonds a day. And I've been doing that. I've been doing that for years now. But what is it about the almonds that he just liked so much?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, yeah, I mean, you don't see that in the medical literature. You see most of the benefit. This is from large randomized controlled trials like the PrettyMed study. Found that walnuts actually seem to edge out other nuts, or at least edge out a combination of mixed nuts, which included almonds, though there wasn't a direct head-to-head almond versus walnut challenge, just the walnuts versus mixed nuts, and walnuts beat them out. So, but look, all nuts are healthy, and so I think those three almonds a day are doing you good.
What about red wine?
Sorry to be kind of buzzkill here, you know, but yeah, look, everyone has always agreed that heavy drinking, drinking during pregnancy, binge drinking, bad ideas. But
bad idea.
There has been this controversy about moderate drinking, right? Those who tend to live the longest are not the abstainers who drink zero alcohol, but those who imbibe a few drinks a week. Unfortunately, we're now learning this appears to be an artifact of what's called the sick quitter effect, which arises from the systemic misclassification of former drinkers as if they were lifelong abstainers. It's the same reason studies can find higher mortality rates among those who quit smoking compared to those who continue to smoke. It's not that abstention led to poor health, but rather poor health led to abstention. And so the fact that a drinker is living longer than a non-drinker could just be because the reason they're a non-drinker is because they got liver cirrhosis.
Mm-hmm.
They got so sick. And so if you correct for that, then you just see this linear increase in disease the more alcohol you drink, with no apparent benefit at lower levels of consumption. So according to the World Health Organization, the World Heart Federation, the Global Burden of Disease Study, the safest level of drinking really is none. Grapes, barley, and potatoes best eaten in their non-distilled form, and Johnny Walker, no substitute for actual walking.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Sinatra used to like his Jack Daniels. Lasted until his 80s.
Well, that's, anecdotes are good, but they're low on the hierarchy of evidence.
What about coffee?
Oh, coffee. In How Not to Die, my chapters on liver disease, depression, and Parkinson's, I talk about the benefits of coffee for the liver, mind, and brain. Coffee drinkers live longer, have lower rates of cancer overall, but not for everyone, can worsen acid reflux disease, this kind of chronic heartburn, bone loss, glaucoma. But otherwise, coffee is good for you, though every cup of coffee is a lost opportunity to drink something even healthier, a cup of green tea. There's a compound in coffee called chlorogenic acid, which activates autophagy, this internal housekeeping process that normally only ramps up when you fast for prolonged periods. And so 3 cups of coffee a day associated with 13% lower risk of dying from all causes put together. But green tea is associated with 26% lower risk. So it's actually twice the benefit. So if you could only drink one thing, green tea is better. But since they work from different mechanisms, why not have both?
Bruce Willis has come down with what they call frontal lobe, temporal lobe dementia. Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's disease, it's out there. What's causing these things?
Well, so the leading cause of dementia later in life is Alzheimer's disease. 4 million Americans affected. It's become a leading cause of death in this country. In fact, dementia is the second leading cause of death in higher-income countries around the world, right after heart disease. Thankfully, there is something that we can do about it. that people have heard of this so-called Alzheimer's gene called APOE4, but modifiable risk factors outweigh the genetic component. Alzheimer's related to the atherosclerotic plaque buildup in the brain. So the same dietary changes that help with cardiovascular health can help with cognitive health. In other words, kind of what's good for the heart is good for the brain. So you can take people with declining cognitive function, correct their blood pressures, correct their cholesterol levels, and actually prevent further cognitive decline. Aerobic exercise can improve brain function in both normal folks and cognitively impaired individuals. And so kind of in general, the best dementia-deterring diet would be low in added sugar, salt, saturated fat, animal products, processed foods, high in whole plant foods, particularly the two brain foods, greens, dark green leafy vegetables, and berries.
Some people, Michael, want to retire as soon as they can. I've always believed that the longer you work, the longer you live. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's a good question. See, it's been studied, but unfortunately there's so many confounding factors. It's very difficult to kind of tease out cause and effect. And so observational studies suggest that retiring early may be bad for one's health in terms of shortening lifespan. But you can imagine all the other differences in people between people that retire early and don't. So, for example, people that remain working, maybe they enjoy working. Right? Maybe they actually have a job that feeds them in some other way. Whereas, maybe the people that retired were, doing some, manual labor and not not treating themselves necessarily good, even if they were getting the exercise. It's actually very similar to sleep. I was surprised to learn that it's actually quite controversial, the link between sleep and longevity. Getting sufficient sleep is critically important for artery function, for immune function, all sorts of things. I'm not to minimize the importance of adequate sleep, but, in terms of lifespan, people that sleep actually longer than 9 hours, tend to live shorter lives than those sleeping less than 5 hours. Now that may be a consequence of, people who are depressed sleeping longer or, people, who gets to sleep in, people without jobs. And so maybe they have low socioeconomic class, all sorts of things. Again, very difficult to tease out cause and effect because these aren't the kind of questions you can put to the test in randomized controlled trials. You can't really randomize people to kind of retire or not, or to, sleep a certain amount or not, and then follow them over time to see what happens. So all you have is these kind of observational studies that kind of follows people's habits and their lifespans over time and seem to make these kind of correlations, but they're not strong enough to actually make recommendations of whether, exactly how much people should sleep to live the longest or what the retirement age should be.
What is the most important aspect of your book you'd like people to take away when they get it?
Something actually was surprising to me was when it comes to protein and aging, less may actually be more. Reducing protein intake, meaning restricting protein intake down to recommended levels,
mm-hmm.
is the only thing I could find that could help block all 11 of the aging pathways. So it boosts something called NAD, improves immunity, decreases oxidative stress, insulin resistance, inflammation, as well as this cancer-promoting growth hormone called IGF-1. Surprisingly, there's no benefit to adding extra protein to the diets of older men and women in terms of muscle mass, muscle strength, physical performance. If you want to improve muscle mass, it's use it or lose it. It's the exercise that does it, not the protein. Instead, the excess protein in our diet actually causes a drop in the pro-longevity hormone called FGF21, a drop in testosterone, worsening of the age-accelerating enzyme mTOR. So we should really try to strive to stick to the recommended level, which is 0.8 grams for a healthy kilogram of body weight or 0.36 grams per pound per day. It comes out to be about 45 grams a day for the average height woman, 55 grams a day for the average height man, most Americans getting nearly twice that.
I take a capsule of turmeric every day to fight off inflammation. It's great. It is wonderful. That curcumin does it for you, doesn't it?
Curcumin is that, that bright yellow pigment that makes, curry powder and turmeric that bright color. Although there are other compounds, these other curcuminoids, curcumin-like substances in turmeric that you don't get if you just take a extract. If you just take curcumin alone, you're missing out on some of those other components.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.